Congressman Nick Rahal, a Democrat from West Virginia, returned last night from a trip to Syria. He and Republican Congressman Daryl Issa of California met with Syria's President Bashar Assad. Congressman Rahal, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you talk about with President Assad?
We had a very frank and wide-ranging discussion with the President of Syria. We discussed all the issues that are on the table in regard to allegations that have been leveled out there against the Syrians by various administration officials. We discussed not only all of these issues that are on the table, but others as well, especially in regards to Lebanon and the overall issues of Syria in the American public opinion. First, it's very important to recognize, and as we did, I did especially thank the President of Syria for the help that Syria has been to the United States in the war on Al-Qaeda. By our own State Department admission, by Secretary Powell's words, Syria has captured key Al-Qaeda operatives, interrogated them, and the information gained therein has saved American lives.
Well, of course, administration people have also hinted that Syria might have been taking in some Iraqi leaders.
That was a very important point of our discussion. The Syrian president said he will provide no asylum to any member of Saddam's regime, including going beyond, really, the 55 playing cards. He has a list of a couple hundred members of Saddam's regime that are wanted for war criminal acts in Syria. So he's not about to let them in. If he finds they have snuck in without his knowledge, he will expel them or take other actions against them. He assured us of this.
So he assures you he has none of them now?
To his knowledge. Now, if they've snuck in, and I believe there are some reports that several members that have been captured here lately, like the Nine of Clubs and the Four of Hearts, the allegations that they were once in Syria, but either they left of their own volition or they were kicked out. So I'd say our meeting has produced some positive results, and certainly the Syrian president understands his need to cooperate and work with the United States, and he is doing that.
What about the notion that some of those weapons of mass destruction might have been hidden in Syria?
Absolutely ridiculous, false, and in no way. First, it must remember this was an Israeli report. I myself have not seen it confirmed by any American intelligence reports. But the president said it's silly for us to accept Saddam's nuclear weapons or WMD. Why would we do that? We absolutely have not done that.
Does he fear that Syria might be next in line for an American attack?
Probably the average Syrian on the street feels that way and is scared. But I think the president recognizes that a lot of these allegations that are out there are false. And those that may have something to it, he is willing to work with the administration. He's definitely working with the British in a very close manner, almost on a daily basis. So I think the leadership and certainly the president feels confident that there's nothing to these charges. And when the administration finds that out, some of the rhetoric that's coming out of the Pentagon will perhaps cool down.
Well, Secretary of State Powell says he plans to meet with President Assad on his next trip to the region. Do you know if Powell was satisfied with your conversation with Assad?
Well, I imagine the administration is getting the message because, I'm sorry, the Syrians are getting the message because President Bush said that himself yesterday after fully cognizant of our meeting with President Assad. So I think Secretary Powell will have a very good meeting with the Syrians. I believe we laid some of the foundation for his trip. The State Department was aware ahead of time of our going to meet with the President of Syria and actually approved of our doing that through conversations with Representative Issa.
Did y'all get around to Palestinian matters?
Fine.
Congressman?
Yes.
I said, did y'all get around to talking about...
I'm sorry, yes. We definitely discussed the roadmap to peace. The Syrian president feels a little like there's not much in that for him at this point. But we stress the feeling on our part that there is, in phase two, an international peace conference that would definitely involve the Syrians in discussions about an overall comprehensive peace between Syria, Lebanon, and the Israelis.
Thank you very much. Congressman Nick Rahal is a Democrat from West Virginia.